102.3 FM.
I don't know.
another subject. Hello. Oh. What do you mean they're not here? Of course they're here. They should have been in bed by now. Why? It's already 6:15.
They ran away from Katie Nana. They are missing. Again.
Missing? I'll do this. Hello? George Bates here. 17 Territory Lane. Yes, it's a matter of urgency. I should like you to send a police van around here immediately.
Police van's here, George.
What's a wonderful service. Thank you very much. Good night.
I think Constable, come in.
Thank you, sir. I'll go and pick up my keys on the other side of the park. I have not come across these here valuables. I believe they're yours, sir.
Valuables?
Come along, you two.
Jane! Michael!
Please don't be so much.
Oh, I won't be too hard on them, sir. They've had a long and weary day.
Come here, you two. Well?
I'm sorry, we lost Katie Nana. Father, you see, the wind was strong, and the kite was too strong for us.
In a manner of speaking, it was a runaway kite, not a runaway kite.
Thank you, Constable. I think we can manage this now.
Actually, it wasn't a very good kite. We made it ourselves. Perhaps you could help us make one?
Well, that sounds like a good idea. Yes, yes, Constable. I think I've had enough of it. I can manage it now. Have a good evening. And if you don't mind. Ellen!
Yes, sir?
Please sing Michael Jason Nursery.
I knew it. When all is said and done, who bears the charge of everything around here? Me, that is. We don't want an honest looking girl to be the blooming schoolkeeper.
I'm sorry, George. When I chose Katie Nana, I thought she'd be fair with the children.
We've taken on 6 nannies in the last 4 months, and they've all been disasters. We need a nanny who can be firm, respectful, and keep no nonsense. She must act a gentleman against her part, lays down rules, and ensures discipline at all times.
Well, I have something to solve the problem. You see, we always go through nannies like this, and I think the best way that we could do it is by making a list of requirements to make them perfect.
You wrote an advert.
Yes, an advert, exactly. And I'd like to show it to you if you'd like.
Now, what would you think? You should listen.
One, a nanny for 2, a drawer.
Ridiculous. I would like to place an advert in your paper.
Thank you. rather inclined to giggle, doesn't put things away. Now you, Michael. Stubborn and suspicious.
I am not.
Now then, shall we get on with it?
Get on with
what? In your advertisement, did you not specifically request to play games? Oh, can. Our first game is Well Begun is Half Done.
I don't like the sound of that.
Otherwise entitled, Let's Tidy Up the Nursery.
I told you she was tricky.
Keep on the ball. Shall we begin?
It is a game, isn't it, Mary Poppins?
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap. The job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake. A lark, a spree. It's very clear to see. He has sold a booty store and had to put the tats of car. Tam tickly or ta, tam tickly or ta. Check to board later, tam tickly to car, tam tickly or ta.
I'd love to go.
If you'd like, can we go there?
beautiful, ain't it? A typical English countryside, done by yours truly. Even though you can't see it, there's a little country fair over the hill there. Now's the time, Mary Poppins. No one's looking.
I have no intention of making a spectacle of myself. Thank you.
All right, then. I'll do it myself. First, you think. Then, you wink. Then, you do a double blink. And then, close your eyes and jump.
Bert, what utter nonsense. Why do you always complicate things that are really quite easy? Jane, take my hand. Michael, you want Bert's. Don't slouch. Ready? One, two.
It's a glorious day, right as I'm on it in May. I feel like I could fly. Have you ever seen the grass so green or a bluer sky? Always a young day, you let us see many. Many did I wish up. You share your my photo, you smile at me. Oh, happiness is blooming all around her. The daffodil, the smiling and the dove. When Mary holds your hand, you feel so grand. Your heart stops beating like a big brass band. Ain't it young to you, let you see Mary? No wonder that it's Mary that we love.
Oh,
R, U, C, L, and I.
Michael, seven more.
A, S, F, T, E, P, and O.
And I'll choose an X. Now, what words have you made?
Cat. Dog.
You know, you can always use a letter more than once. Now let me see. Super, Caliph, Rajal, Istic, Expi, Ali, Dushes.
That's not a word.
Of course it's a word. When trying to express oneself, it's frankly quite absurd to leaf through lengthy lexicons to find the perfect word. A little spontaneity keeps conversation clean. You need to find a way to say precisely what you mean. It's super califragilistic, expialidocious. That means any shimama cheats, it means a shepherdoshi. In tag, it's a low, you have the word she is before she. Super califragilistic, expialidocious. Under, so each man would chat and simply grant you what's advice.
They heard
his
word, they might
have
used it once or
twice. I'm sure it's just a battle, but I've used it in their bits. The never single pyramid would fill his power with all the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Say they're from animals, but nothing so ferocious. Accents where the flourishes, it's so locomocious.
she would take us to the park if tomorrow.
If we're good, that is.
Oh, did Mary Poppins say that? Please return to Dursley and Mary Poppins, would you come with me?
Thank you, I am.
Mary Poppins, I'm extremely disappointed in you. The children are to go out as they have to be. Practical and educational.
George, they are only children.
They need to learn about the life you lead.
Exactly.
It's time they grew up.
Precisely.
Mahar, Kumar Sharmart, Jacob Michael, Yalfitzka.
Splendid. You hit the nail on the head. And where are we going?
To the bank, as you proposed.
As I proposed.
Yes. Now, if you don't mind, excuse me, the children have a big day tomorrow and they need a proper night's sleep.
Good. Did I say that I would take the children to the bank?
Certainly sounded like that to you.
And why not? A capital idea. Quite right.
Thank you. Shalom, Bex. My Ashland come.
These are my children.
Yes, yes, but this is a bay. This is no place for children.
Finish children in the cabinet.
Maxine, and just how much money do you have there, Ryan?
A tuppence. But I want to feed the birds.
Tuppence? Did I hear the voice say tuppence?
Why, that is precisely how I started. Nahadar, nahadar. We could always, always use more money to use in the bank, can't we, then? Now, you have tuppence, boy? Let me see it.
No, I want to feed the birds.
Fiddlesticks, boy. I won't let you waste money on birds. Feed the birds, and what do you get? Fat birds. Ma penny, she santa, fell to my bebe, will come sound, and you'll achieve that sense of conquest as your affluence expands in the hands of the directors who invest as propriety demands.
You see, Michael,
you'll be a part of railways through Africa, dams across the Nile, fleets of ocean greyhounds, majestic Brazilian canals, plantations of ripening tea. Rock me, Penny, prudently, frugally, frugally invested in the, to be specific, in the dogs, toes, mousy grubs, fidelity, fiduciary bank. Welcome to our joyful family of investors.
Give it back! Give my money back! Give it back to me! It's his!
And that's lucky too. They had a bit of a fright though. They need someone to take care of them.
Oh, of course. Mary Poppins. Oh no, it's Eddie R. Would you look after them, sir? You've been so kind already.
Me? Well, okay then, but they'll have to come clean the chimneys with me.
Oh, thank you so much. Now I must be in a hurry now. I have a very important meeting with the suffragettes. We have to chain ourselves to the gates of Westminster.
Okay, off we go then. A chimney is a wondrous thing. When the wind blows across her top, it draws the smoke straight up the flue.
Listen, hello, hello.
Everywhere. Mother did say that we should go with her.
Well, I can tell you that it isn't lonely up here. Cheeroo, cheeroo.
Hello, hello, hello. Look what the cat's dragged in.
All right, Ben.
We've been working hard while you've been off on some adventure, I bet.
Anywhere exciting for you? I've heard
you're in Timbuktu.
No, it's just over there, number 17 Sherry Tree Lane.
Now, who's this lot there?
I know, Mary.
That's them kids that belong to the baker.
Didn't I hear about the baker today?
Apparently these kids started it all.
So is all them rich people around to pass me.
Jane, what's wrong? You look scared. Don't worry, these are just for pals. Come on, come and meet them. They're great fun. We may look a motley
crew,
smudged with tar and grime, but when you need a helping hand, we try to step in just in time.
Step in time.
You need to step in time.
Father. Every one of those chimney sweeps just shook your hand. You're going to be the luckiest man in the whole wide world.
Kadima Yalani.
Mary Poppins. Would you be able to explain what just happened?
Slicha.
Tell me what all this is.
I would like to make one thing very clear.
Yes?
I never explain anything.
You know, it's that woman. From the moment she stepped in her foot in this house, things started happening to me.
You mean Mary Poppins?
Hello? Mr. Thomas, yes. 9 o'clock. Yes, I'm so sorry. Do you know, Mary Poppins tricked me to take Jane Buckle to the bank.
Tricked you? Outrageous.
Explain the behavior of your unruly children.
I'm so sorry. They're not really well behaved.
Zelo Mastiklanu!
Are you fine with me?
That is exactly what they are doing to you, Bates.
Tirtel Agi Mashu Aharon.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Ishtagata?
Yes. Yes, I have gotten that.
Oh, the man is insane!
Thank you. holding tight to the string of your kite.
שלוש FM.